Welcome, welcome, welcome to Generation Rise, the podcast with Marcus Bell. Thank you so much, Rise family, for coming in and checking me out today. I always appreciate the time that you spend with me. Listen, Rise family, we are on to the next installment of the re-season series. Re as in, again, what are the things that we need to do again to get to where we're supposed to be in life, get to our dreams, get to our goals, get to our aspirations, get to where we are destined to be. And the word that I have for you today, Rise family, is resubmit. Resubmit. Let's start with what submit means. And to submit to something means that you accept or yield to a superior force or to the authority or will of another person. Or in another way, it is to surrender to something or to turn something in. So that's what it means to submit to something. Now, as we break this down a little bit, I want to take a moment to make sure that we do not confuse committing to something with submitting to something. And I know sometimes those words are used somewhat interchangeably, but I want to make a clear distinction between committing and submitting. Committing is kind of like a promise. You know, when you commit to do something, you are promising to do something. You are saying that you will do something. When you submit to something, it is the actual action of doing what you committed to. So it's one thing to commit to something. It's a whole nother level to submit to something. Let's take a look at it from the framework of a fundraiser. Let's say a person is selling gourmet popcorn. What's that popcorn that's super popular right now? With all the different flavors. I can't think of the name of the popcorn, but let's say that somebody's selling a gourmet popcorn as a fundraiser. And your friend says they're going to commit to buying 10 bags of popcorn. No funds are actually raised until the cash or check is submitted for the popcorn that was committed to being purchased. The submission of the cash or the check is the indication of the fulfillment of the commitment to buy the popcorn. So submitting to something is seeing it through to completion. I also want to clear up another misconception about submission. Oftentimes when people think about submission or submitting to something or submitting to someone, it is thought of in the context of weakness. Many times it has come across as weakness or inferiority because of it being taken out of context, particularly as it relates to marriage, right? So a common way that submission is presented is in marriage, where it is said that wives are to submit to your husband. Now, just taking that little sound bite by itself, it kind of indicates or implies that women are inferior to men. However, when you take it into the full context of the command to a husband is to love your wife as Christ loved the church, and the church being the people, not the institution of church, think about how Christ loves the church. Christ loves the church through patience, through forgiveness, through provision, through protection, through grace, through mercy, through kindness. Christ gives his all to the people. And that's the way that a husband is supposed to give himself to his wife. For a husband to love his wife in this way, to love his wife as Christ loved the church, the husband must first be submitted to the Lord. And if he is properly submitted, it is not hard, therefore, for the wife to submit to the husband. And their collective submission to each other and the Lord only strengthens their union and everything that is produced from their union. So through submission, there is strength, not weakness. That is something that we really need to pay attention to. That is something that we really need to make sure that we understand, that just because you submit to something, you're not weak in that situation. There is strength in the proper submission to the proper things. So, Rise family, I need to ask you a question. What is it, or who is it, that we need to resubmit to? Is it a goal that you need to resubmit to? Is there a dream that you need to resubmit to? Is there a passion that you need to resubmit to? What is your cause? What is your case that you need to resubmit to, that you need to take the actions to get to? Not just commit to, but to submit to it, to surrender to it, to give your all to it, and to put it into action. Now, the thing about submission is that submission is one of those things that can simultaneously connect and divide. What do I mean by that? Is that when you submit to something, there is many times somewhat of an isolation that comes with it. But there's also a little bit of a magnetic force that comes with your submission that makes your connection to other things stronger. To put it at a personal level, when I made the choice to submit my heart to my wife, who was then my girlfriend, when I made the choice to submit my heart to her, to give my heart to her, a lot of relationships around me began to change. Some people that were friends started to move away, and those relationships were no longer as strong as they used to be because I wasn't able to give those relationships what I used to give it. And with that somewhat of an isolation or somewhat of that distance that was created in other relationships, it made the relationship with my then girlfriend, my now wife, that much stronger. So it divided me from some people and connected me stronger with other people, other married people, or other people that were moving in like ways. Submission is also, when done right, provides protection. Because when you are submitted to something, it protects you from being distracted and doing things that are out of the will of the thing that you're submitted to. So there is a layer of protection to help you along in fulfilling what it is that you're going after. So from a spiritual sense, when you submit to God, there is a certain level of isolation from the world, because the word says that you are supposed to be in the world, but not be of the world. So your appetite for doing some of the things that you used to do will change. From personal experience, the more that I've submitted myself to God, the less that I've wanted to listen to some of the music that I used to listen to, the less that I want to go out and hang out and do some of the things that I wanted to do that I used to find to be super appealing. Things have shifted in the way that I move, the way that I walk, the way that I interact, the way that I want to present myself. Things have changed in the way that I want to connect with, the way that I want to connect with people, or the way that I want to connect with different environments. And in that, in those things, in those, that isolation or in that division, so to speak, there's protection that is built in to protect me from self-destructive behaviors and things that will take me out of the alignment or out of the will of what I'm submitted to. I was listening to a pastor's sermon this week, Pastor Mike Jr., and he talked about submission in this way. He said that submission is the bridge between your calling and completion. Or to put it in another way, submission is the bridge between your goal, your dream, your vision, and attaining it. Submission is an action. It's a verb. It is something that you are actively doing, you are actively moving into. And I personally believe that submission is a continuous thing. It's not a one-time thing when you submit to something. You have to submit to something daily. That's why I ask, what is it that we need to resubmit to? What is it that we need to do again, submit again to, so that we continually are submitted to what we say that we want? The goal that we say that we want, the dream that we say that we want, are we fully submitted to it so that we will surrender ourselves to get to where we are supposed to be, where we are destined to be, where we say we want to be? To put it in another context, my wife had me watching a Netflix movie the other day. The movie's called Naiad. And the movie is about this female marathon swimmer by the name of Diana Nyad. And she is a phenomenal swimmer in just her endurance and her strength and just the mental fortitude that it takes to do what it is that she does. So, to give a little bit of a background, in her 20s, she completed the 28-mile swim around Manhattan in just under 8 hours, continuously. No breaks, just continuously swimming for 8 hours. Also in her 20s, she got the idea to swim from Havana, Cuba to the Florida Keys, which is a 110-mile swim nonstop. She failed at doing that swim. And then in 1979, on her 30th birthday, she completed a 102-mile swim from the Bahamian Islands in the Bahamas to Juneau Beach, Florida in 27 hours. And that, at her 30th birthday, was kind of her last competitive swim. So she is a super motivated person in the swim world. She loves being in the water. She's connected to water in a way that most other people are not. But after her last competitive swim, she didn't really do the marathon swimming thing much beyond that until she got into her 60s. And in 2010, at the age of 60, she began training to go back and complete the swim that she failed in from Havana, Cuba to the Florida Keys. And on August of 2011, 33 years after her first failed attempt to make this swim, she attempted again to swim over 110 miles from Havana, Cuba to the Florida Keys. In her second attempt, she failed again after 29 hours in the water. Now, if you watch the movies, you'll see that she made a total of 5 attempts to make this swim from Cuba to the Florida Keys. And her failure in the different attempts came in different ways. One time was because of storms and the way that the waves were crashing that was taking her under. One was she had problems with her asthma. One is that she got stung by jellyfish and, you know, that made her have to stop. She was doing all of this in open water without a shark cage. So she had people around her that was helping with keeping sharks away, and they had devices in the water to keep sharks away. But she was doing this in open water without a shark cage. By the time she got to her 5th attempt, she had on a special mask and a special suit to help make sure that she didn't get stung by jellyfish and things like that. But she was doing this continuously in the water, continuously swimming. When she got tired, she kind of turned on her back and floated to gain her breath. And then she got back to swimming. On her 5th attempt in 2013, at the age of 63, she finally completed the swim from Havana, Cuba to the Florida Keys in 53 hours. She was in the water for 53 hours. Now that goes well beyond being committed to something. She had to be submitted to that dream of completing that swim. Not only did she have to be submitted to that dream, her team had to be submitted to that dream. Now, in the Netflix movie, it goes into more detail relating to her relationship with her coach and her team and her navigator and how they had to go through the wave of emotions with the failures and her almost dying in the swims and her commitment and her submitment, that's not a word, but her being so submitted to this dream and this goal. But they had to ride the wave of emotions that went with that. And they had to also believe and be submitted to this endeavor that this swimmer, Nayad, was going through. And she was so submitted to completing this journey, so submitted to this goal. And it shows how it isolated her from some relationships, and it connected and strengthened other relationships. I spoke about her coach, and I spoke about her navigator, and the person and that drove the boat for her, and the doctors and the different people that were a part of her team that were pushing and believing and encouraging and helping her get to her dream. They too had to be submitted to her. And she was a person that in her childhood, she was molested. So I imagine that her submission to this goal, to this dream, was a part of her protection from moving into more self-destructive roles and self-destructive behavior that sometimes people that are molested or treated in the wrong way go into. This was a part of her protection. Her submission to swimming, her submission to this goal likely protected her from doing some of the wrong things because she was so submitted to this. Rise family, what I need you guys to understand is that the greats, the change agents, the record setters, the world movers, the people that make the world go round, that make major impacts in the world, that make major impacts on people, that make major changes in the world, they are submitted to their cause. They're not just about talking about their cause or making a pledge or a promise to their cause, not just about being committed to their cause. They are submitted to their cause. They are submitted to their case, and they will do whatever it takes to see their thing get done. So Rise family, I need to ask you, what is it that we need to resubmit to? And I also need to ask, can you resubmit when it's hard? Because the road will get hard for you to pursue your dream. It will not be an easy road. Can you resubmit when it looks like nothing is working? When nobody is looking? When nobody is listening? When nobody is cheering you on? Can you resubmit when it feels like you're being isolated from everybody? Can you resubmit when years have gone by and years later, you still haven't achieved your goal? It took her more than 30 years after her first attempt before she was able to go in and finally complete her goal of swimming from Cuba to Florida. Are you going to be able to resubmit when after years you still aren't making money in your business? Are you going to be able to resubmit when your dream, your goal feels like stress, when it feels like anxiety? Are you going to be able to resubmit when it feels like you are in the shadows? Rise family, let me tell you that a shadow can only appear when there is light present. So Rise family, let me encourage you that you have to keep moving towards your light so that you can shine and that your light can shine and be the light for somebody else's shadow, Rise family. Resubmit to what it is that is your goal, what it is that is your dream, what it is that is your passion, what it is that is your destiny. Resubmit so that you can get everything that is due to you, everything that you desire. Your heart's desire can be attained if you continuously resubmit to it. Thank you so much, Rise family, for your time. Thank you so much for coming in and checking me out. I always appreciate it. Thank you. God bless you. I love you. Now go be great.